Today on this edition of City Watch, we're with Megan Dove from the Downtown Partnership, among other things.
Hey, Gregor, thanks for having me.
Today we're going to talk about things downtown. And I know we first off want to start with...
Well, we have Music on the Avenue.
Music on the Avenue, yeah.
Yes. So we kick off next week, and it is celebrating 10 years. So the event was started in 2016 by a few local business owners, property owners. Yeah. They had traveled and saw something similar in another community and thought, we need to do that here.
That was cool. Yeah.
Very cool. So, and in 10 years, the amount of growth we've seen and excitement around this event, you know, I'm biased, of course, but it's probably the best summer event we have. So with 4th of July Fest, too.
Well, one of the things that, you know, my wife and I like, it's the music is, you know, the enhancement that comes down, but it's the socialization that, you know, because you see everybody that you haven't seen, you know, all winter, or you see sometimes, you know, friends from the past, and it's really nice that everybody can go down there and you can sit close, you can sit far, you can sit in the middle, you can sit on the sides.
Yep.
There's just, you know... And I know that you kind of keep count of how many people are down there because we do have safety issues that we have to deal with. But I know there is bunches of people.
Yes, there is. So, and you can look at the pictures from, you know, 10 years ago when they started this.
Yeah.
And they were tickled that they had a couple hundred people, you know, 100 to 200 people on the block. Well, now... And I hope you're listening. We have 999 people, you know, maybe plus a few. But the amount of growth, and you're right, like, it is a social thing, but it's family friendly.
It's very family friendly.
You know, you can come down, you can grab a drink from the Rusty if you want. You can grab food from a food vendor or go inside Soy's Five. Heck, grab Happy Joe's Pizza and bring it down
you.
You know, whatever you want to do, bring the kids down. We'll do a family fun night again for the kids. We have classic cars most of the nights. There are a couple that we don't because we bring in extra food trucks. So we really try to just make it an enjoyable event for everyone. You know, we have all types of different music, you know, and just what better backdrop than historic downtown Clinton.
And one of the things that got added last year was... You know, Music on the Avenue with pumpkins.
Yeah. So our Fall Fest. So we
Fall Fest.
We had kind of talked about that a couple of years ago, and I know they had tried it before in various capacities, and it worked. But it was one of those things that just didn't get continued. So we're like, well, how do we play off of Music on the Avenue and extend it? You know, because everyone says, can you keep going? Well, it's a lot. You know, we close the block every week. We haul everything in. Some of the businesses are affected. So, yes, it's a wonderful event for the community, but we need to be mindful of the businesses that are there. And honestly, 90% of it's volunteer run.
Oh, yeah, it sure is.
Making it happen. So, anyway, we said, let's just try this Fall Fest. Well, as luck would have it, just by fluke, the sheriff's department was bringing back their trick-or-treating or, you know, sheriff's Halloween party.
Yeah.
And we figured it out because we both tried to book Brooke Byam for the same day. And she says, wait a minute, I can't do both. And so I'm like, well, maybe we can just combine these. So it took a little prodding to, well, where are we going to have it? Because we both wanted it in our own location. But we were able to work that out, and it's only grown. So, you know, it started out great the first year. Last year was phenomenal. I mean, we had double the attendance. The weather always helps. So
yeah, it does,
anytime
yeah.
we can get great weather. But yeah, so that's just another, you know, another one of our great events that we do.
So what else is the downtown doing this summer and into fall?
Yep.
That we can mention today.
So we've been super busy. So we've been getting everything ready for the summer. So the beautification. So we have had volunteers from Synergy, Clinton High Ag Program, plant processing. So these Clinton High students grew flowers from seeds for us that we could use to plant. And then they came down and helped us plant them. They helped with mulch. We've had board members and community volunteers. So we're just getting everything ready, tip-top shape, and ready for the community to come down and enjoy it.
And how do the trees look?
The trees look good, Greg. They still look good.
When we went down there to do that training exercise for our emergency response chainsaw team, it was just, this is all great, and that has needed to been done for 10 years.
Yep.
So now everything's kind of fitting together.
Yep. So we also, if you've noticed, the Hometown Hero banners are up. So we actually had Synergy help with that, too. We added a little bit to that this year. So the banner program is wonderful, and it's a great way for us to honor, you know, military veterans, firefighters, police,
right,
first responders. But the Synergy kids came in. We had a little extra funding, and so we said create a scholarship program. So they did that. We were able to award 6 banners to local recipients, and they actually went through and helped us create a map of where they're all hanging.
Cool.
So we have not released that yet. We have a few finishing banners to put on there, but that's another thing they helped us with this year, too.
That's excellent.
Yep.
Anything else?
I have on my notes. So Public Works, they like the shout out. They're a huge help. So they hang the banners for us.
Yep.
They help bring mulch down. They really are just a hardworking group and ready to help us when needed. And that's how this works. So you say Downtown Clinton Partnership.
It is a partnership.
It is a partnership. So yeah. And it does not work without those partners. Yep. So
well, that's about all the time we have for today. I appreciate you coming in.
Wonderful.
And talking about our downtown, and make sure everybody gets down there on Thursday nights.
Yeah, and I'll just last plug, we start with Travis Hosett, who kicked off the very first Music on the Avenue ever, and then Brooke Byam will be joining him with the Eli Tromm and the Rail Runners. So come see
us. Cool. Neato, neato. We'll see you next time on City Watch.